But it all happened because her daughter Susan was in Haiti when the earthquake hit. And the people that were associated with this mission field that we're on together helped Susan during that time. And because of that, they're family now. And so I will introduce my sister, Doris Frame, and let her tell you all about why she's here and why she wants to ask you to share in supporting this mission also. Thank you. I'll read the sermon first. It'll be Luke 9, 43 through 48. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God. While everyone was amazed at all that he was doing, he said to his disciples, "Let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into human hands." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was concealed from them, so that they could not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. Thank you for welcoming me to your church again this year. I am thankful for the opportunity to share of an update since you saw Gala Callisto last year, the director of Chi Angel Children's Home. And as Sandy said, my connection to Chi Angel began in May of 2010 after the earthquake. On my first visit in May, I fell in love with the children when I went to visit Chi Angel Children's Home. Over the years, my sisters, Sandy, Judy, Janice, have joined me in serving in Haiti with Chi Angel and other organizations. 2 years ago, my husband and I and my sister Judy decided we needed to start a foundation. It's called Jacmel Community Empowerment Foundation to support my daughter's school and also Chi Angel Children's Home. And for short, we call it JCEF. That's much easier than Jacmel Community Empowerment Foundation. So part of our support is to raise funds for the education of the children at Chi Angel. And there might be a few of you that weren't here last year, so I'm just going to give you a real brief synopsis of how Chi Angel got started. Martin Schmidt, he's a California tech entrepreneur, back in 2007, wanted to provide a home for children that were affected in some ways by HIV. And there were many children that were abandoned because of that or because their mother had it and they were fearful of the children and the babies. So when I went in 2010, Leah Van de Donk was the amazing director and mother to the children. But their home was no longer inhabitable at all. Here these little children, these little babies, are living in two tents, adjoining tents, for 1.5 years after the earthquake. Unfortunately, Leah passed away in 2012. That's when Gala became involved. She was always involved stateside with the organization, but when Leah passed away, she hopped on a plane and went to Jacmel to be with the family and oversee the direction of the home. She never dreamed that she would be the next director and would still be there 8.5 years later. Gala wishes she could be here this year with you, but it's just not possible this year. So I'm going to give you some challenges, some changes, and some joys that have happened over this past year. Unfortunately, the challenges have been very prolific, is the word for it, I would say. September 3rd, the school year began. They were so excited to be back in school. However, it was very short-lived. On September 7th, the country was shut down. There were protests countrywide, and the protests were against the president and all of the government officials that had been stealing money from the funds for public service. And the country was just fed up that there were too many government officials with nice homes in Miami instead of people in Haiti having the services they needed. There were barricades set up throughout the country. The country was hot, and I don't mean temperature-wise. It was hot otherwise. Kidnappings of even low-income workers were taking place and being held for ransom in Port-au-Prince, thankfully not in Jacmel. So on September 10th, the school shut down. During the school shutdown, the children, they're all teens now. Can you imagine having all teens, 11 of them, in one house? They had two laptops that were gifted to them last year while Gala was visiting. So they were able to continue at least their English studies over that period of time. And what they would do, they would go to a local hotel that had good internet, and three of the children would study their English, and the others would have the great opportunity to go swimming in the beautiful bay by the hotel. So finally, December 6th, school starts again. So they were very thrilled with that. Then January 2020 rolled around. There was no petrol in the country at all, in the whole country. There was no power for 4 weeks. Can you imagine living without power for 4 weeks? Then COVID pandemic hit. This caused another lockdown of the schools on March 15th. The children have compromised systems because of the HIV that some of them have. So that was a major worry for Gala. Having school shut down for the children was a major disappointment to them. They have no TV to watch. They only have two little iPads, and between 11 kids, that's not much entertainment. So it was a real struggle for them. In the beginning of the pandemic, there were only two agencies in the whole country of Haiti that were able to have testing. The hospitals were being flooded. And in Jacmel, where Kai Angel is, the hospitals would not even let somebody that had a fever into their hospital. And people were dying because of that, even from other situations, health situations. Sergina and Gala, also Sergina, her assistant director, got COVID. But thankfully, it was very mild and none of the children got COVID. So that was a blessing. Last year, the Haitian organization that provides oral guidance and rules to the children's homes and orphanages changed their rules on the age of the children allowed in the home. They decided children that were 16 could no longer live in the home. So what do you do? Gala took in the two oldest children, they were teens, into her own home, and they lived with her until the spring. And the spring, they were able to find Justania's family and reconnect her with an aunt. And she's very happily living with her aunt now. It's a local enough that she's able to come and visit her Kai Angel family every 2 weeks. So that was a real blessing for Justania to be able to be with her family again. Yuseline, another teen that was living with Gala, is currently living with her grandparents, but the grandparents think it's a little bit much to have a teen living with them, so she'll be going to live with a younger uncle in Port-au-Prince soon. Then mid-August rolled around. School started again. So rather than starting the new year, they're actually finishing up last year's school right now. And so some of them have finished their exams, and a few others will be finishing them soon. And then the new school year will be starting the end of October, early November. And that's when tuition and those things will be due, uniforms, all books, all those things. Another thing that's been a challenge and a change in Haiti is their money. It's called food, and it has been fluctuating so rapidly. One day it's here, next day it's here, back and forth, back and forth. It's just an alarming rate. So everything is increasing, food's increasing, clothing's increasing, tuition will be increasing this year. And many times, this goes back to the school and beginning of the school when they started this year. Gala and the other adults are asked to do really unusual and things that just aren't likely to happen. This is what one of the administrators of the school, her children go to three different schools. Thankfully, they all don't go to the Swan School. He asked that all the children, each individually, have a smartphone. Those parents do not have the funds to pay for a smartphone. And Gala, needless to say, doesn't have enough money to pay for 11 smartphones. And he told them, Okay, parents and adults, if you eat two meals a day, only eat one meal a day so you'll have money for your smartphones for your children. Guess what? The parents rebel with good reason. Because not only don't they have the money, they don't even have internet until about 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening most days. And some live in areas that don't even have internet. So those were the challenges. But I want to share joys with you that they had also this year. Gala was able to travel to Ecuador for a family member's wedding in January. Being able to have time with her family was such a blessing for her, and getting away from the day-to-day stresses of living in Haiti during this challenging year. Another joy, they were able to move to a different home. It's a beautiful home in a good location. And recently, the tropical storm Laura came, and it did not flood, and they were so relieved to have a great location. And when it was time to move, the teens were very excited. They helped pack, they helped move, they helped unpack. My daughter Susan and her friend helped build a fence around their house because they have a multitude of dogs in their family. The teens also had an opportunity to try new haircuts over the summer. Usually they just have the traditional haircuts. And Gala was really nervous because all of the girls wanted to cut off their beautiful long hair into short haircuts. But it turned out good. They looked very cute. So the teens are happy to be back in school. And Melinda, she's called the nerd because she loves her studies so much. She has a great group of study group of like-minded students. And she will be moving in with Gala in November as she ages out of the children's home. Another joy, which is a very personal one to Gala, was over the years the children have been taught to keep their HIV health status personal and private for fear of what might happen to the children if others knew. Jezela, one of the 13-year-olds, recently shared with Gala that she had told her best friend at school that she had HIV. Her friend said, "I accept you and you will always be my best friend." Gala shed tears of joy knowing that the friend had accepted her health status and would always be there for them. Another joy for the children, and this sounds, we don't have too many children here, but you'll kind of get this maybe, and maybe you won't. But the 11 teens in the home were given the opportunity to go online and go shopping for the very first time in their life for backpacks for school. So most of you may think that's not a big deal, but the first time be able to go online and be able to shop for your own backpack was very exciting for those children. Gala also found a way to ship items from Miami to Port-au-Prince at a very reasonable rate, and that was a major joy for her. And then even though many expats have left the country because of all the unrest, the core group remaining is one that provides a high level of support from one another. They're always there for each other, no matter what. So now some of you may wonder, why should I support those in Haiti with such a corrupt government? I can tell you personally, I've known these children since 2010, and they are delightful young teens. They deserve a fighting chance of a good life in a loving, supportive home, an education that will propel them to wider opportunities as they grow into adulthood. Also, education is the key to making changes in the conditions in Haiti. Education is the key to success. 80% of the funding for Chi Angel Children's Home comes from three major donors. But the education funds come from our foundation and a few other friends. Also this year, if we raise more than we need for the education funds, Paula recently found out that their beds, they sleep on little foam mattresses. And she says they're totally flat, and she found out that many of them have holes within them. So the children don't even have good sleeping arrangements. Your generous support last year, it made such a big impact on the education fund. I ask your support for the children again so they can continue to learn, to experience school life with their friends, and have a brighter future for themselves. I thank you for your consideration. In closing, I'll read Luke 9:48. Then he said to them, Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For it is one who is least among you all who is the greatest. And now I have a few photos to share. This is the Kai Angel nannies and Sergina that are there with the children 24/7. And I mentioned dogs. They love dogs. Gala loves dogs. So they have a multitude of dogs. This is just one of the many. This is a couple of the children in the kitchen baking up donuts. They're mixing up donuts for a birthday celebration. And look at the size of those donuts. And that's Woodley celebrating his birthday with giant donuts. I've got to get the recipe. And there's the girls having some fun, being silly, just silly girls. A couple of the boys enjoying a mango. Mangoes are precious in Haiti and they love them so much. And this is Martin. He's the handicapped child within the home, but the others all accept him and love on him dearly every day. And this is Melinda, the nerd. And here's some of the teen boys that have grown up so much I can hardly recognize who is who. So thank you again for allowing me to come here today and share with you and give you an update. And thank you for your support.
I believe that I've read in the Bible, "Let the children come to me." And Jesus knows the importance of loving children here, there, and everywhere. But, you know, I think, Cheryl, you have a children's sermon, right? And are there children that would like to come forward for that?